Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. And those of you who listen every day, you're maybe getting sick of us saying it, but this is our 20th anniversary month, and we're happy about it.
We really are happy. It really is such a celebration. It really is God's faithfulness to see this show on. Two Jewish guys who love Jesus, love talking about Jesus, love talking about the Jewishness of Jesus, love helping you to share Jesus with other people, including the Jewish people, for 20 years now.
Yeah, we've been recording for 20 years. And if the Lord would lead you to send us a happy anniversary hello email, you can do it at our website, messianicminutes.com.
Or if the Lord would lead you to send a happy anniversary Messianic Minutes 20th anniversary hello gift, that would be very special.
Tax-deductible gift. We're a listener-supported program, so that's a real blessing. Remember now that the stations that carry us, many of them are listener-supported as well, so you should also remember them, of course. But, hey, it's our 20th anniversary.
It
All
is.
Right.
20 years of Messianic Minutes. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Hey, and one of the stations that carries us up there in Cherry Valley, New York, WJIV, we're so glad to be on. And hey, WJIV listeners, we'd love to hear from you.
We would. Send us an email saying you're listening. Let us know how we've encouraged you. And if you'd like to send a gift, you can do it all through the website, messianicminutes.com.
So hello, WJIV in Cherry Valley, New York. Let's hear from you. Meanwhile, let's hear from King Solomon.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, friends, it's so exciting what God did back in Solomon's day, and it translates to what's happening in America today. So let's pick this up. We see that King Solomon kept the feast 7 days. We're looking in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 in verse number 8, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. Now, what that means is literally from the north end of Israel to the southern end of Israel. In other words, the whole country. There was a huge crowd of Israelites who came to this dedication of the Holy Temple of Jerusalem.
And the dedication occurred during the Feast of Tabernacles.
Well, we see that because it says here in verse 10 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
On the 23rd day of the seventh month, that gives us an exact date.
That tells us this was immediately after the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. It has to be, because the 22nd day of the seventh month is the end of the feast.
Yeah, that's when the temple was already dedicated. The fire of God fell. The glory of God fell. And so the next day, Solomon sends the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of hearts for the good the Lord had done.
Now, in future programs, if you keep listening, which we hope you do, this timing will be tremendously significant. But let's continue with what happened back then, because this is something everybody knows about, but not everyone understands the context. Because Solomon now has celebrated the dedication of the Holy Temple, and he has celebrated the feasts that God has commanded for that time of the year, Sukkot, the Feast of Sukkot, and now he's by himself. And if we look at verse number 12 of 2 Chronicles 7.
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. This is after the feast, after the dedication, after the public ceremony.
But right after it, right after it.
And says to Solomon, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
And then he says in verse number 13, this is really an answer to what Solomon had prayed.
When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence amongst my people, then,
in verse 14 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7,
if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Now, friends, that's the context in which God spoke to Solomon. And wow, Jesus fits into this too. Where do you see it? Coming up in future programs during our 20th anniversary month of Messianic Minutes.
You can get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
And we'd love to hear from you. That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishikain.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.